What about physical health? Ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, physical health is temporary, because one day we will all move out of these bodies and back into spirit. Yet, for now, we would all prefer to be as physically healthy as possible. As an occupational therapist, our focus is to help people live at their highest level of functional independence in support of their quality of life. How does this relate to the inner peace within our inspiring self, heart, mind, and inspiration? This is where we consider changing the mind about the body. What does this mean? What is the purpose of the body? The purpose of the body is a vehicle through which inspiration is expressed and I experience my inspired self. The purpose of the body is to communicate peace one to one. In true peace, one will experience, oddly enough, that the purpose of the body is to recognize that I am not a body. Yes, I have a body, but certainly my inspired self is not a body. It is so much more than a body. It is not limited by the parameters of the body. No matter how physically fit, healthy, or flexible one's body, two bodies can never become one. I haven't seen any circus acts pull that one off. And yet, in peace, we experience oneness. Oneness that goes way beyond the body. Oneness of heart. Bodies can be deceiving because if I just look upon my body, I am alone. If I look out and see a bunch of bodies, even if we all gather in a room, my body is still alone. My body doesn't connect with other bodies. It may get together and spend time with other bodies, yet when all is said and done, each body must be fed separately, sleep separately, and perform all of its various bodily functions alone. Why am I bringing this up? Because if I go around thinking I am a body, then I'm going around thinking, quite unconsciously, that I am alone. Unconsciously is emphasized here. Imagine if you changed your mind about your body. Imagine if you moved from seeing yourself as a body to seeing yourself as an inspiring self-heart-mind who has this handy-dandy body at its disposal through which it can live a more meaningful life by extending peace. It may extend this peace in innumerable wondrous ways, ways that are different for each and every one of us. There is a gift within you waiting to be expressed, and it is your inspired self. The inspired self loves beyond all bodies. When we experience disease, illness, injury, and/or aging, the body's purpose of being a messenger of our inspired self appears threatened or diminished. We have all experienced being sick and having to miss work, miss out on a social event, skip exercise, unable to do our daily activities, and participate in leisure activities. From my experience, this is usually quite disheartening and can even bring up the fear of missing out on life. So, what sickness, injury, and aging really do is bring up our pondering questions about how am I living my life? Am I a living expression of my inspired self? We are forced to slow down and maybe even come to an almost complete halt. When the body slows down, we begin to become aware of thoughts and feelings we didn't even know we had. Though the body is a wonderful instrument, we can use it to keep very busy, thus as a distraction from our inspired self. The slowing down of the body is an opportunity to get a clearer picture of the cubicle self-mind and the inspiring self-mind. Both may come into clearer view. Do I have to get sick, injured, and age just to look at my mind? No. But for most of us, this is how it happens. Often there is a physical crisis, change, or a slowing down of the body that precipitates a willingness to look at the mind and how my thoughts are affecting my life choices and my experience of peace. Or we go through a major life change and/or crisis. This may not directly affect our body, but usually takes some toll on our physicality over time. So the body getting slowed down can be seen as a gift, not an opportunity to berate ourselves or another. Yeah, right, a gift? Inspiration will use anything we give it.